Do you have a comment or question for Dottotech? Visit our website at dottotech.com and click on Contact Us. Dottotech is brought to you by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you. Now, back to Steve.
Back to Steve, indeed. Back to Steve and Jillian Shaw, who has one of the coolest jobs on the planet. She gets to just write about technology. That's not a bad thing to have to do for the Vancouver Sun.
Yeah, you will not hear complaints from me, Steve.
I didn't expect. Now, you asked me a question just as we were on break. You asked me if I'm nomophobic. What is nomophobic?
Nomophobic. Well, Steve, have you ever lost or misplaced your cell phone, like under the couch cushions, and you know you get that, your heart starts pounding, your stomach clenches,
worse,
and you start to hyperventilate?
I dropped my BlackBerry in a toilet once in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. Were you seriously homophobic? Nomophobic. Oops. Let's start this conversation again.
I don't know if I would have dropping my phone in the toilet is making me
claustrophobic.
Claustrophobic.
Nomophobic.
But nomophobic, the fear of not having my cell phone.
The fear of not having
the fear of embarrassing yourself on radio is what we should have here. But yes, it was one of the worst. Well, it spawned one of the funniest moments of my life as I walked out and my partner says to me, I said, I just dropped my BlackBerry at the toilet. And she says to me, did you wash your hands? Which I thought was outstanding. But it was a brutal feeling being without my phone. I felt disconnected, and I can understand that it is. For people that leave their phone at home, I can understand why you turn the car around, even though it's inconvenient, go home and get your phone because, yeah, you shouldn't be without it.
Well, and apparently, they should change it, really, Steve. I think we should change it to phonophobic.
Okay. It might solve.
Yeah, then I might not stumble over my, stumble over my phobias, but
yes.
It apparently, you're more likely to be nomophobic if you're young. And if anybody's had a teenager and you know they lose phones, what, once a weekend? So that, no wonder they're nomophobic. And you can't live without a phone if you're 16 years old. And then women, interestingly, are apparently more nomophobic.
The Rogers Innovation people just did a study, which we're going to talk about in an upcoming episode, but they did a study on how committed you are to your tech, how important technology is in your life. And the thing that shocked me out of that entire study was women are more engaged with their technology than men. They are more reliant on their technology than men. And I was flabbergasted by that.
It's not surprising, Steve. We do so much more.
So I'm going to reverse
the technology.
Turn around. Are you nomophobic, Miss Jillian Shaw?
Do you know, I have apparently, if you have two phones, you're supposed to be slightly less nomophobic.
Because you always have a backup.
But no, I have two phones and I spend half my day. Apparently, you check your phone 34 times a day. I think I check my phone 34 times an hour at least.
So you are nomophobic.
Yeah, I'm a serious nomophobe.
Art, are you nomophobic?
Oh, I'm petrified when I forget my phone at home.
Yeah, and I am too. So there's three nomophobes here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that's necessarily a bad thing. It's not like other phobias that are bad, like fear of flags and stuff.
I think there's going to be a whole new counseling stream going for this. I got to tell you, Steve.
Okay, well let's continue on the phone theme. I've been playing with last week we had Paul DeMera on the show. We talked about Rogers One. I am a Rogers subscriber, so I signed up for Rogers One immediately after our interview, and I am loving it. Have you tried it, Jillian?
I have the little wireless LTE Sierra wireless modem that you have, and it just blows away the old modem.
No, I was talking about Rogers One.
Oh, you're talking. I'm sorry.
Rogers One number. You were looking at your notes.
I'm looking at the modem that you
are
have
you checking
there.
Your
phone?
Yes, we'll get to the LTE modem in a minute.
I'm still checking.
Rogers
I'm
One.
Checking my phone
you're
for the 34th time in
this hour while it's in the interviews.
Okay, I signed up for Rogers One, so call me and talk. Let's talk about it on Rogers
One. Do you like
it? Yeah, what is really interesting that Rogers has done here, and I'm sure that the other companies are going to follow, because people are giving up their landlines.
Mm-hmm.
An increasing number of people are giving up their landlines. This year, I think it's 15% of Canadian households went wireless only,
mm-hmm.
and next year that's expected to climb to 18%. And of course,
I am wireless. I've been wireless for over 3 years.
Oh, well, you're well into that. So you've contributed to those numbers, Steve. So the thing is, I mean, what do you find when you're at home making calls or long distance calls, you must have some other system, because if you start running up your wireless number all the time, it can be pricey.
I would use, in the past, I would use, primarily I would use Skype.
Exactly. Yeah. So is Rogers One has stepped into this
his voice.
Stepped into this kind of hybrid where your cell phone now becomes a home phone, because when you walk in the door, you're on your Wi-Fi network seamlessly.
Yeah. Yes.
And all of a sudden the meter stops ticking, and so it's now you're on free calls.
So for people that don't know what the Rogers One number, that didn't listen last week, when you install, if you're a Rogers subscriber, and the other telcos, they're going to have to get on board this. And this is actually technology. A listener wrote to me. This came out of Nortel. This is one of the Nortel technologies that they developed. So when you're a Rogers subscriber, you sign up for one number, you install a small little app on your computer, which then causes your computer through its web browser interface to ring simultaneously with your phone ringing. So if Jillian phones me and I'm sitting at my computer rings and a little message comes up saying Jillian Shaw, the caller ID comes up, and I can answer it there on my computer. At the same time, my phone is ringing and saying Jillian Shaw is calling. So if I answer my phone, then the minutes count against my mobility plan. But if I answer it on my computer, the minutes don't count. What surprised me is the quality of the call on my computer. Now, I've got a couple of different audio options on my computer, and one of them is just a simple Logitech USB headset, which I use for Skype primarily. And so that's where the calls come through. The quality is spectacular. It's so much better than Skype.
Yeah, it is the way to go. And certainly, I mean, there are all kinds of they're hybrids. I think one of the markets is going to kill is all those little devices that you can plug in at home to make your long distance calls, to turn your
the Vonages of the world, the NetTalk, all the different VoIP services.
When the wireless carriers get into this space, they have a lot of clout, and everybody, of course, as we know, because we're all nomophobic, have our wireless phones. So that's they're going to be making big inroads in that market.
Well, and from the mobility carrier's business perspective, I can see why they're moving to this model, because I think it's going to cost them some revenue, because people are going to spend a little bit less money on their minutes. But it's going to encourage some loyalty, I think, because now probably the biggest reason people switch carriers is they're frustrated with their bills their overage on the bills. So the cell carriers probably don't want you to have actually that massive amount of minutes and suddenly have bad karma with them. So by controlling the minutes, by all of the phone calls you make on your computer are free. The long distance calls are free within Canada. As long as you're calling on your computer, those are all free calls. So they're going to give up something on the minutes. But on the other side, they're going to gain a lot of loyalty. Because where's the growth in the market going to come from? It's only kids now. All the adults have cell phones. You know, the market is now saturated. So the growth has to come from people switching, which is very expensive to get people to switch, or from that small group of kids coming up into the marketplace, but they're not typically buying the Bells, the Telus, the Rogers, the high-end accounts. They're buying the Winds and the Kudos and the Virgin
really
Mobiles,
the
lower-cost carriers. So they now have to start building some loyalty. And I tell you, the Rogers One number for me, it's building some loyalty. I like it.
And it costs a lot when you lose a customer. The churn in the cell phone companies, that's the worst for them. So if you can, you're exactly right. If you can give customers a service that makes them want to stay, you've won half the battle.
And you know what? We've run out of time because we went so long on the open media thing. We're up against the clock. So we're gonna have to talk about LTE modems at another point.
Well,
but
I mean,
am playing with the LTE.
I can't stumble over any more words then, Steve.
Although I did see one rumor in the rumor mill today that the new iPad 3 might have LTE in it.
Oh, I fully expect so.
I'm liking the speed. It's not bad. Jillian Shaw, you can find all of her good works at her blog at the Vancouver Sun, a digital life column, and she, of course, writes lots of feature-length articles. And she's, if you keep up, she will be talking a lot about Bill C-30 in the coming weeks. That's something we can all look forward to. Thanks for coming in, Jillian.
Thanks, Steve.
Dottotech is brought to you in part by London Drugs. Nobody does it better, except maybe you.